This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the show, you, as always, are able to join us on the toll-free lines, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we've been actually on the same topic pretty much for the whole show, which is unusual for Free Talk Live. Usually we, you know, we're kind of all over the place. But every now and then there's a big issue that needs to get discussed in detail. And kudos to the folks over at Reason.com for doing a really good, detailed, interesting, and shocking and awful story. Eric Bohm, the writer there, about a man who was $8.41 behind on property taxes in the county in Michigan that he lived in, just went ahead and stole his house from him, sold it at a tax sale, and then kept all of the proceeds from that sale.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine the reaction of the politicians if, like, a bank or a mortgage company pulled a similar maneuver.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how would they be, you know,
they'd
having
incensed.
A congressional investigations of it.
Right.
But when Congress investigates themselves, they always find they did nothing wrong. Isn't that funny?
When they do it, yeah, it's totally fine. I don't know if you were expecting anybody, like a delivery, food delivery or something, but I heard somebody at the door, so you might want to take a look at that. We're going to continue. We'll also take your calls and thoughts. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. So there's actually more to this story because there's a heck of a lot of people who have been just, you know, had their lives ruined by this. And the story goes into a little bit more detail over at Reason.com, writing that it's simply government-sanctioned theft, says private attorney Philip Ellison. Ellison's been involved in a series of class-action lawsuits targeting nine Michigan counties' use of home equity forfeiture over the past 6 years, during which time he calculates counties in Michigan have pocketed more than $36 million in surplus equity seized from tax-delinquent properties. Ellison represents people like Donald Freed, resident of Alma, Michigan, who had his home and 35 acres of land seized by Gratiot County, Michigan, over a $750 tax debt. The property was auctioned for more than $100,000, and of course, the county kept the change. The same thing happened to Romualdo and Erica Perez, a father-daughter duo who bought a four-unit apartment building and an adjacent abandoned single-family home in Detroit in 2012. Even though they were living in New Jersey at the time, the man would drive 11 hours to Detroit on weekends to fix up the properties in the hopes of eventually relocating there to be closer to his relatives. He and his daughter planned to live in the house and earn a living by renting the small apartment building. Makes sense. Sounds like a good plan.
Good plan.
But there, of course, was the issue of the government getting in the way. Quote, every bit of money we saved and every spare minute we had went to fixing the house, she said. The plumbing, electricity, everything. And a lot of these homes in Detroit were in really miserable shape. I mean, a dollar was too much in a lot of cases for these things because they'd been completely stripped of, you know, like all the copper piping and just, I mean, everything of any kind of value had just been, in a lot of these cases, stolen by looters and things like that from these homes. And they're just literally were selling shells of houses for a few bucks a piece.
But even an empty piece of land
is something. Yeah, it's a starting point for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so the first year they owned the property, they underpaid their property taxes by $144. County tax records
Gross.
Show they made full payments on time every subsequent year. But Wayne County never informed them of the unpaid debt, they say, because the notices were sent to the wrong address. Sound familiar?
Oh, and whose mistake was this?
The county should have known the correct addresses for the notices because more recent property tax payments indicated the proper address, said Martin. In 2017, the county foreclosed on their property and sold it for $108,000 and kept the excess equity beyond the $359 that was owed in back taxes, fees, and interest. Amazing.
Wow.
So they, too, are suing the state with the assistance of the Pacific Legal Foundation in a case that's separate from the other guy that we talked about earlier when we started the story, the 83-year-old man who had the same thing happen to him or something similar. So,
Well, best of luck to them. I hope they beat the monster.
Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, those Indians didn't pay their taxes either. Oh, hey, yeah, you're on KENN, Four Corners.
That's right.
Heart of Indian Territory. Heart of the Navajo Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what were you calling about?
Well, the way that the radio works, it's fun and interesting. I did that for a reason. I wanted the Indians' attention because they're here in New Mexico in big numbers. And I'm having a problem with the University of New Mexico, the KUNM radio station, and the Indian program Singing Wire is broadcast on KUNM.
Yeah.
And so I made a special point of saying these things so that the Indians here in New Mexico would perk their ears up and hear some things. And
okay.
And
is there something new about this? Because you've called about this probably ten times in a row.
Yes, there is, but you don't have any patience. You know
I do. And I just want to get to the point.
There are many points.
Pick one.
One of the points is that, well, hey, your radio program works. So I talk to the people that I want to hear, and it apparently works. Your program is being heard, Ian. Congratulations.
Well,
because
good.
After I do that, then Indians here in New Mexico have been looking at my Facebook page and liking this and sharing that and things like that. So I just wanted you to know that your program
good.
Is working. You're being
know.
Heard. You're being heard in the Navajo Nation and the rest of the tribes that hear KENN out of Farmington. You probably got some Southern Utes. You got some Apaches. You got Pueblos. You got a lot of Indians listening to you. Why don't
you
say
hello? Did
you
say Utes?
That's what he said, yeah.
Yeah, Utes, like Utes in Asia.
They
got,
gotcha.
These are Utes in America. Utes in America. So why don't you say hello to them, Ian, since you're being heard out there on KENN.
Well, you already did, but hello to all of our listeners.
Well,
we're grateful for everybody tuning in.
Why don't you interact with your listeners? I don't do shout-outs.
Pardon? We interact with our listeners by opening the phones and letting them call in. That's how we interact
with
listeners.
Well, you know what? They're not going to call. Those listeners are not going to call in. Do you know why they're not going to call in?
Why?
Because generally speaking, there are exceptions. They don't generally want to interact with white people, basically. That's
okay.
Why
how do they know I'm white?
Did you just assume my ethnicity?
No, we don't even need to go there.
Are you saying that I would sound Indian if I, I would sound differently if I weren't white?
Yes, you would. An Indian knows in a second you're not Indian. The reason we're talking about this is because I was trying to tell you. You said that you wanted them to call in yourself, and I'm telling you, unless you reach out, they're not going to call in and talk to you because it's part of the culture. They don't really want anything to do with you until they feel a little bit welcome.
So, if somebody doesn't call, that's their problem. It's fine. It's not an issue. It's not even a problem. It's just, if you're a listener to the radio, you're not expected to call the show. 99.9% of people that listen to this show are never going to call because they're listeners. They want to hear what's going on. They want to be entertained. Hopefully, between when they get up for work and drive to work or drive home from work to the house or go into the store or listening at home because they, don't want to do something else or whatever. Whatever their reasons for listening are, it's usually because they want to be entertained during whatever it is they're doing.
But if you want to call, we'd love to hear from you.
Yep. Open phones every night. Thank you for the call, David. Appreciate that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and it's actually really easy to get on the air on this particular nationally syndicated radio show. Like, I'll tell you this, right now, we have no callers on the line after David's call, because David's always last in line, because he's what you call a chronic caller in business. So if you ever hear David getting on the air, it usually means there's nobody else. although when I say that, I mean on our phone lines, we actually did get Gene the Christian Anarchist on our amp-only Discord line during that call, so we're going to go to him coming up.
Groovy.
And you can share your thoughts with us here. 855-450 free like freedom. And that's one of the rules you're not supposed to do in talk radio, is you're not supposed to reveal you don't have callers. Well, hey, that's the reality. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
If you talk, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian.
And nobody.
Coming up.
Electnobody.com.
That's right. And February 13th through the 16th, you ought to get down if you love freedom to Acapulco, Mexico, where Anarchapulco is going to be happening, the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers. And you know it's the most, you know, one of the best conferences on the planet because Ron Paul is going to be the keynote speaker, not for the first time, but for the third time. They keep bringing him back because, well, if you can have Ron Paul speak at your event 3 years
in a row.
Why
would you get anybody else?
Well, yeah. Well, they do have a bunch of other people, including John McAfee, who will be there, Sherry Peel Jackson, Doug Casey.
I want to party with him.
Who, Doug Casey?
McAfee.
Oh, McAfee.
McAfee.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Guano Loco.
He is a lot of fun. There's no doubt about it. And Freeway Rick Ross and a bunch of other names, which I'm not going to go through because it would take too long. Anarchapulco.com. Go there. Get registered for the event. Use promo code FTL to get 10% off. It's February 13th through the 16th. I was looking at tickets today. It's not that pricey to get down to Acapulco.
How much is it?
I think it was like $400-$500 round trip.
Wow.
From Boston. I mean, if you think about it, for an international trip, that's not too shabby. So
Yeah. Head
on down to anarchapulco.com, promo code FTL. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Joseph is on the line in Aberdeen, Washington, listening to KBKW. Hello, Joseph.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good.
Hey, I've just been listening to you guys talk about this property rights and stuff, and it's
yeah.
So funny. Has anybody brought up a loyal title or silver certificates having to do with land ownership?
We haven't talked about a loyal title yet tonight, but it certainly has been talked about previously. Can you define that for our listeners who have not heard the term?
Well, it'll be rudimentary, but basically it says that, you know, back in the great land grab, you would get this title that was totally different than what we have now. And I think it's been all changed because of that 1913 amendment that went in for the IRS to get taxes wherever. There's a conjoining factor there in why a loyal title or silver certificate is not observed anymore. In fact, there have been people up here in this neck of the woods who have tried to fight it, and counties have had their prosecuting attorneys, you know, basically going against it, saying, no, that's not true, can't happen, da-da-da-da.
Yes, I understood the allodial title thing, and there may be somebody listening who knows more about it. It was basically a title issued by the king, the true kind of, at least for its time, the indicator that you actually owned this property, that it wasn't, that there was nobody else that had claim on the title or on that land above you. And it sort of set, it was kind of like almost like a sovereign title in a lot of ways.
Now that sounds similar to what a lord would have had during mm-hmm. feudal days, where literally his title was his title. So, you know, Lord Northumberland
yeah.
was the guy who owned the, like, county of Northumberland.
Right. The count owned
it. Yeah, although they didn't use count in that in England, but same sort of idea.
Right.
Count and county are rooted in the same language.
And so there are people, like you said, Joseph, who have been seeking this sort of almost mythological allodial title on the belief that there's still some sort of way by filing the right paperwork or, you know, saying the right words in front of the right government judge or something like that, that they'll somehow be able to unearth this thing and
well, you just have to bury the philosopher's stone on the property, but then you have to go find that.
But it hasn't really happened where anybody's really been able to prove that they have allodial title or acquire the allodial title. At least, not that I've seen. Have you?
Well, they did have the land grab here in the early West, and where the government wanted to get people onto these pieces of property, and they they didn't have to pay taxes like we do. You know, there weren't all these extra amenities like schools and public employees and you know, stuff like that that went on. And so they had races, sort of like in the movie Far and Away, where, you know, Tom Cruise went out to grab a piece of property. That was free from the federal government. And we've lost it today because basically everybody just wants to, you know, have their latte in the morning, go to work, have a beer at night, watch TV. And these details that you're talking about don't make a difference. And it'd be okay if it was just, it didn't make a difference for them. But the more people who don't understand what we've forgotten,
the worse off everybody is. There's no doubt. Joseph, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jerry in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. Hello, Jerry.
Hello there. How are you tonight?
Good. You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, I've done some research on this property tax deal, and I'm 71 years old, and back whenever I was younger and, you know, became a property owner just to see what I was up against. And, well, you pretty much got to pay it. And there's no way
else.
You might be looking at a land patent, something like that. But I did learn by then, too, because I was young, didn't care much. I just didn't pay my property tax. But they came and measured the property and everything, and I'm going to take it back. But I did learn that whether they send you a bill or not, you must find them and check and see what you have. I know you said something previously about somebody.
Right, because the folks in Detroit that we were talking about didn't receive the notices sent by the town or the count or the city of Detroit or whatever. And,
well, that's the reason for not paying their taxes.
Well, there's plenty of reasons to not pay taxes.
If you don't get a bill, you're supposed to seek them out and say, hey, where's my bill? Yeah.
That is a way to avoid having the criminal gang come and steal the property from you. But, yeah, I mean, what you're pointing out here is that they are going to take from you. They will take your blood. They will take your life. They will take your property. They'll take everything they can get away with taking from you as long as they can keep you alive. You know, ideally, they want to keep you alive so they can continue to take from you. But if they need to kill you to make a point to the other, peons, they certainly will.
Well, it's always...
You're absolutely right. Yeah, another thing, too. Who was it said that you cannot have a free state without property ownership? Guess
I don't know, but they're right. I mean, you obviously can't have freedom without the ability to have property.
One of the founding fathers said that. I mean, if you have to pay to stay on your land, you don't ever get paid for.
That's right. You're just a glorified renter in that case. And thank you, Jerry, for your call tonight. You were trying to say something there, nobody?
Yeah, well, it's basically serfdom.
Yes.
You know, you're renting land from somebody else for the rest of your life, and there's no way to get out from under it.
As Piano says in our chat room on the Discord server, he says, property tax is a license granted to occupy a piece of land for a year. You can sell your license like you can sell a liquor or a taxi license. So 855-450-FREE, and that ain't freedom, folks. Not even close. It's just an illusion. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
200 million Americans in the Midwest and the East Coast are in the path of a frigid air mass. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Witt.
I think we're just going to be mostly seeing
a good bit of cloud cover for the most part during the day on Monday. As we get into Monday evening, that's when some rain comes into the picture. Probably starts spreading into eastern West Virginia Panhandle and the Blue Ridge Mountains on Monday evening. And then, of course, the higher elevations, we may see a little mix of rain and snow.
Two Trump administration officials have told impeachment investigators that they heard White House discussions with Ukraine. The transcripts of Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and Fiona Hill both appear to show some evidence of a quid pro quo between President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky, military aid in exchange for an investigation of President Trump's political rivals. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here if you want. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I want to say thank you to Jay, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. And that means that Jay is contributing $5 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one, and that is that it takes money to market a show in the radio business. You know, we got to buy advertising. We got to reach out to radio station program directors and introduce them to Free Talk Live. And so having a little bit of money to be able to do that helps, and that's the point of the AMP program. So go to amp.freetalklive.com like Jay did, and you can help us do those things, and you can get some cool perks like access to the AMP discussion groups, or rather rooms, on our Discord server. There's also an AMP-only Facebook group for those of you still spending time on Facebook. So there's some perks, and that's just a couple of them. There's more than that. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. PayPal, credit card, and Bitcoin BTC. We'll take all of those for the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. Back to your phone calls and thoughts. We have Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's on the line on our Discord server. Go ahead, Gene.
Hi, guys. Hey. Just back from traveling to Macau and Hong Kong, and I wanted to talk about the Million Mask March in Hong Kong. But first, a quick little question for you. Is there a way that you can put the LRN bot in the call-in rooms and have the bot disappear when the LRN studio comes on so that we can hear the show.
Boy, I don't know. That sounds like something that a bot programmer would have to figure out how to do. I'm not saying it's impossible. It may very well be possible.
If you have the source of the bot, I'll look at it.
You'd have to contact Wes, who is the person who wrote this particular bot. He's one of our chatters. You know him, actually.
Oh, sure.
Nobody. So, yeah, I don't know.
I'll try him on Discord.
Yeah, the answer is I don't know, Gene. That's a good question.
Okay. Anyway, about the November 5th Million Mask March in Hong Kong, I did try to find them. I was spent like 4 hours walking around the...
What was it supposed to be, just to be clear? I know there's been protests in Hong Kong over Chinese government gang trying to take greater control over the country, if you want to call it a country or whatever, the protectorate or whatever it is. But what's been happening? I mean, what's this mass march supposed to be doing?
That's correct. They were doing all of those. And every Saturday or every weekend, they pretty much are protesting against the Chinese government. But on November 5th, they were going to be doing the Million Mask March along with the rest of the world, and that was primarily focusing on Assange.
Oh, really?
I think in Hong Kong, it kind of reverted back to their same issues, which was, fighting against the communist Chinese. Mm-hmm. I didn't get, like I said, I walked around there for 4 hours trying to find it, and they changed the location, so I didn't get to actually participate or see it. But I did talk to one kid who was playing a guitar on one of the walkways going over the highways, and he was, had a banner there for the Freedom March people and a little, how guitar players have a little place for you to put some money. So I put some money in there, and I talked to him for a bit. And I get the idea. I mean, I know what these guys are wanting. They're wanting liberty. They think they want democracy, but, of course, they really don't want democracy if you were to
explain. Do you mean, just to be clear, the people in Hong Kong who are protesters or the Million Mask Marcher folks?
The protesters in Hong Kong.
Okay.
Because, the thing for Assange really didn't pan out. I wish it had. Assange is going to be killed by the government.
Yeah, there's a headline we didn't get to here tonight, but WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's father fears his son will die in prison. That's what the New York Post is reporting.
And I think that was the goal all along, and I think they're going to succeed. And I'm afraid that the communist Chinese are going to succeed in Hong Kong as well. I talked to this kid. They all have their heart in the right place. They want liberty. That's what they're fighting for. And they're doing it for everyone in Hong Kong. And the thing is, most of the people in Hong Kong, or a good portion of the people in Hong Kong, support the protesters.
Yep.
But I saw on the television a news broadcast. Of course, it's the government-controlled news.
Right.
And it was so incredible, the propaganda, even though it was in a language I couldn't understand, I could tell by the way they were depicting everything. They actually did recreations of bad, protesters beating up people with big, long sticks and stuff. And, I mean, it was just as corny. It was as corny a recreation as you could imagine.
So they were trying to make it look like protesters were attacking innocent people.
This is the propaganda that mainland China is promoting on all of
it. But they didn't have any actual video of it, so they made a dramatization of their story.
Well, they would take some video clips that were real, where somebody is fighting back, trying to protect themselves, and then they would include some obviously fake staged acting where guys doing like a kung fu thing, it looked like an old kung fu movie, to tell you the truth. And and they promoting, of course, that the goons are the good guys and the protesters are the bad guys. And the problem is that this technique works, and that is the real issue. The real issue is that all these propaganda mechanisms actually work, and they're in play here in the United States as well as overseas. We are getting dosed with a very strong amount of propaganda on both sides.
And absolutely.
Basically, it's being set up to divide the people so that they don't see the real enemy. The real enemy, of course, is Washington, D.C. It has been I mean, I've been saying this for 30 years. I called radio talk shows 30 years ago and told them, your enemy is in D.C. It's not across some ocean somewhere on the other side of the planet.
Yep.
And their enemy in Hong Kong is right there local, which would be Beijing. Even their own Hong Kong government is not their friend because their Hong Kong government is a bunch of stooges.
Sure.
They belong to Beijing, and they're controlled by Beijing, and their media is as well. So I don't have a lot of hope for Hong Kong.
I wonder what it was like before 1997 or roundabout there when the British lost their 99-year lease or whatever it was in Hong Kong.
Right.
And China.
Hong Kong was much freer.
Yeah, so they were actually the most.
But what I was going to say is specifically, and they still are pretty economically free, all things considered. They still rank number one compared to the rest of the world on the various different charts that rank economic freedom, and that's to some extent because the Chinese government has not, you know, strangled the golden goose until just recently when they really started to crack down on these protesters. That's when it started to get pretty bad. At least that's when we started to talk about it again. But you mentioned the state-run television apparatus from China. Did they have independent news before 1997? And then how quickly did that get wiped out? Is it wiped out? Are there other television options in Hong Kong that are not state-provided? Or is it all now, you know, the Xinhua News Agency or however you pronounce it from China?
I don't know for sure about the television, but I know about the print media. A good portion of the print media in Hong Kong is now owned by the Chinese news agencies. There is at least one print media that is an independent print media,
really?
and they are resisting Beijing.
Interesting.
But the tactics they're using is Beijing is shipping over operatives, because it's very easy to cross the border between Beijing and Hong Kong. So they ship over operatives, and these guys typically are wearing white shirts because the protesters are typically wearing black. So these white shirt guys will run around in the subways, and when they see the black shirted people, they'll just start beating them with sticks. And, you know, it's basically triad type tactics. It's the old triad.
Gene, I don't know if you had more to share from your trip to Hong Kong, but if you do, you're welcome to stick with us here. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Moments remain. We got enough time for you. Maybe if you get on the line right now, we'll get you on the air with us here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here, and even in these remaining moments, we're going to try to get you in with you tonight. It's Ian
and nobody,
and let's go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. But I do want to invite you to freetalklive.com, and you can follow us on various different social media platforms. Of course, nobody, you've got your own social media for your political campaign. We're they're all linked from electnobody.com, right?
Yeah, you can get to most of my social media from electnobody.com.
It's one of the menus at the top.
Yeah, there's a I can't remember what the heading of the
contact, I think, or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Something like that. But there's actually one new venue, which is on the Discord server. I now have a text channel. And I've also got a new product or project that's going to be starting on Friday, which is Nobody Tells the Truth.
Oh.
10:30 until midnight or Eastern. Later, Eastern time, half hour after the end of Free Talk Live. And I'm going to be talking about my campaign and economics and crypto and whatever you want to talk to me about.
So, all right. Very cool. That's starting this coming Friday. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Okay. 10:30.
Very good. We'll look forward to that. Check in out at electnobody.com.
And that's going to be internet only, so it's at dlive.lrn.fm or twitch.lrn.fm.
That's correct. You can follow us on those platforms. Plus, Free Talk Live has accounts on Twitter for now over at twitter.freetalklive.com. You can also go to follow us on Mastodon, which is the decentralized alternative to Twitter, over at toot.freetalklive.com. Or if you're on the Telegram platform, you can follow our channel there at telegram.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Gene the Christian Anarchist. He is on the line with us, having just returned from an international journey, including Hong Kong. And I just wanted to see, Gene, if you had more to share from your trip, more observations. Go right ahead.
Well, yeah, I'd like to continue, So they're sending over thugs, and the thugs are attacking the protesters.
In China, or in Hong Kong. Yeah.
Could I ask you something, Gene? I'm pretty sure they don't have a recognized right to keep and bear arms in Hong Kong. Are they aware that they're not going to be able to take on the Chinese government without guns? That they've got to, you know, they're going to have weapons if they're going to fight back. Do they realize this?
Yeah, they're hoping to have the numbers. Now, they did have the numbers at the beginning of this protest. There were marches where 1 million and 2 million people hit the streets. And that is a significant number since there's only a population of, I think, 6 million in Hong Kong. So that's a huge percentage of the population of Hong Kong supporting the protests. Now, that kind of numbers could not be stopped even by the PRC if they came in there with guns because, I mean, eventually you'd be able to take the guns away from them if you had those kind of numbers. Now, they had marches where doctors and lawyers were protesting in the streets. But what's happened now because of the violence, because of the thugs beating up protesters, because of, you know, the pressure from Beijing, and they're using a long strategy. They're putting pressure on the protesters. They're injuring some. They're arresting some. They're killing a few. And what they're doing is causing those numbers of serious protesters to dwindle because most of the people aren't going to go to the street and run the risk of getting killed or stuck in jail.
Right.
So,
well, not unless you're inflicting casualties on the other side. I mean, people will go out and fight if they think they have a chance, but if you're just going out waiting to be picked off, that's a terrible plan.
Right. With no weapons, this is so. What's happening is the protests are dwindling. Beijing will eventually either kill or jail most of these poor kids, and then basically Beijing will have their way with Hong Kong. I'm afraid that's exactly what's going to happen, and they're of course going to do it before the 50-year agreement. One thing about Beijing is they don't honor any kind of agreement.
And what was this 50-year agreement? I'm not familiar with that.
Hong Kong was supposed to be under a two-party, one system for 50 years after the English gave it up.
Oh.
Or, I'm sorry, two systems, one country.
And it's only been like 25 now, and Beijing is already pushing to take it over. So I'm sure that they're going to get their way because the people don't have arms. Now, this is a caution for Americans because if they get our arms, eventually this is the same scenario that we're going to be facing. Because if you look throughout history, it's happened every single time. It's not going to change this time.
Nope, it's true.
It's still going to be the same. So if the people give up their arms, they can expect to be ruled by a dictatorship in the future.
And we've seen
the only thing that these people understand is force of arms, you know, rebellion with arms.
And we've seen this happen in the United States with Occupy Wall Street, with Black Lives Matter. Now, I've got political disagreements with both of those groups, but, you know, they go out unarmed and they get brutalized, you know, and yet a lot of these people are the same people who are saying restrict firearms ownership. And I don't understand how they don't make the connection between not having guns and getting beat up by police because it's happening to them.
Thank you, Gene, for your call tonight. Appreciate the story there. Let's go to Josh. He's in Dallas listening or watching us, rather, on Twitch. Go ahead, Josh.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, so I want to talk about tech scammers, just to let everybody know. I'm using a voice changer.
That's okay. What about tax scammers? What is a tax scammer?
Right, a tech scammer. So what they basically do is they send you a pop-up via your internet browser, so they'll, like, add another window, and then it'll basically say, like, contact this number, you have spyware, your computer. But there's also student loan scammers, you know, that I've kind of been trolling with. I met a guy named Lawrence. He's from California. His number, can I share his number?
No. We're not going to give out somebody's personal phone number on here. But what you do bring up here, Josh, is a concern for folks who, they may not know how the internet works particularly well. They can fall victim to a variety of scams. And some of these scams do involve, I remember somebody called, or they didn't call here, but somebody was called who, you know, we're connected to in New Hampshire, and the person on the other end of the line was claiming to be from the IRS and saying that they need them to send them a Bitcoin in order to get
the IRS wants Bitcoin.
Yeah. So
that sounds legit.
Yeah, this kind of stuff happens. And Josh, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. If
you randomly see a pop up that says you got spyware or the IRS wants to talk to you or whatever, yeah, that's not true.
Right, and if you call the number, it's likely going to be some scam artist who is going to tell you to connect to them, allow them to connect to your remote desktop, to get into your computer to help you, of course, clear out the spyware instead giving them full access to your computers. So,
ain't nobody got time for that.
Let's talk to Olivia. She's in Arizona watching on YouTube. Go ahead, Olivia.
Nobody. I just wanted to make a few comments on the taking the houses thing. I was actually thinking today how you're paying the government to tell you what to do with your own property. Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Right.
And I really hope that we don't have to make Julian Assange didn't kill himself memes. That would, it's bad enough.
I've actually made one already.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, gosh.
But the point being, he's still alive, so let's act now.
Yeah.
It's like, right, call it before it happens, so maybe it'll be less likely to happen.
Yes.
But I was trying to think of alternatives, like how to get around paying property taxes, and I'm already assuming that Governor Nobody would abolish the property tax.
If given the opportunity, I suspect you would.
If
right?
I can, I absolutely will. I'm not going to make that a promise because I can't do that unilaterally.
Right, you would
it depends
need to have
on
the...
what the legislature would have to work with me for that, but I sure would try.
That's awesome. But I was thinking three different things. If a tribe, just bouncing these off of you.
We got time for one. Go fast.
Okay. If a tribe, like an Indian tribe, would let you live on their land, or maybe if you could start your own city, or honestly, I forgot the third one. So there you go.
Well, here's a third idea. Liberty-minded folks should migrate to the same political jurisdiction so they can actually have an effect on changing the way the government operates, and then maybe we'd have a chance to repeal property tax. But we need more people to migrate together in order for that to ever be a chance.
Also, a religious community is a possibility.
Yep, that's an option. Olivia, thank you for the call, and we will see you tomorrow night online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. What they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.